This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
I think it's part of the tradition, especially everybody is, has something special to himself, and everybody here is unique still in his own way. I want to speak a little about Indian here, which is a difficult Indian. Yaakov is called Yisrael Mispasha. So it says, Kisarisim alekim di manashim etuchal. He fought with alekim and anashim. It's Esav 11 etuchal. The Goyen says here, and it says it in the Maral, says it in different places, but the Goyen says it over here. I mean, the Goyen says about this pasuk, doesn't say it over here. He says that Yisrael comes from the word Yosher, and it says Klal Yisrael has two names with Yashrus, Yisrael and Yeshurun. Yisrael, the Goyen says there is two types of malachim. There are malachim mitzad yamin, like Michol, Raphael, so on. Their suffixes with Kael, and the malachim mitzad smel, like Mepatron, Vavnun. So Yisrael and Yeshurun are both Yasher, one is mitzad yamin, one is mitzad smel. That's where he says it, and cause in the middle, that's where you have shiftikah. That's pretty much what the Goyen says. So I don't want to go into, I'm not going to go into the Binyan and Yisrael, but understand the two names of Yisrael and Yeshurun, understanding the Yosher in it. The thing I'd like to understand, particularly about the Goyen Pshat, is it says in the Pasuk, the reasons ki sarisim alekim di manashim. So if the Goyen Pshat is a remez, that it's about Yashus HaKal, so that's fine. But where is that seen in the sarisim alekim di manashim etuchol? It can't be Rivka from Pshat. The Pasuk says something. Another Indian, we say in every morning, Leyom Yerushalayim, Rebbeinu Kolom, Latzitz Kaseirach, Mepion Danayim Fanecha, and so on. Avol, Anach Namchot Mei Yisrael, Mei Avrel Maravecha, Shneshpad Elibar Maria. So this one source we have is Avram's, Avram, the children of Avram Avinu that are who are Nishpad Elibar Maria, Zera Yitzhak Yichidecha, Shnekar Agar HaMizbeach, Zerav Yitzchak Yazagar HaSpeach. And then it says about Yaakov, it says, U'misimchos, U'meavos HaShavto Yisrael, U'misimchos HaShasamachto Boi, Koros HaShmo Yisrael Vishurim. Because of the Av and the Simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had with him, he called him Yisrael Vishurim. So, first of all, it seems as if it's a Zerim HaZot Rakeda, it's as big as the Akeda. But it's reasonable to say that the Ahava is connected to Yisrael and the Simcha is connected to Yeshua. There's a passage that says, Ozo el tzadik ul Yishu leiv Simcha, so the Yashrus is mainly Simcha. So I'd like to try to understand what's the pshat in Simchos HaShasamachta Be'Kosos Mo Yisrael Yishuim. You know, Yisrael Yishuim have a shaykhus to the Simcha that Hashem Baruch Hu had with Yaakov. What are we doing? What are we referring to? What's the simcha that we had with him? And what's the simcha shaykh to this midah b'chal? And there's a gemara in Tainus, a very strange gemara. You know it's in Tainus, as far as in the same period. It says that, it's not clear the gears in the gemara there, but it says not everybody is zeicha to simcha. To the gears, the way Pashas Rashi learns it, and the way it's understood by most mepharshim, is that the Gemara means as follows. It says, not everybody is zeicha to simcha. It says, or zeruah la tzadik, or yishuleif simcha. So tzadik is zeicha to only to or zeruah, and yishuleif is zeicha to simcha. The mashmos, the way it seems to be the Pashto Mahalach in the Rishonim, is that everybody is zeicha to or zeruah, and yishuleif is zeicha to extra need of simcha. Mashmos is that Yishuleiv are stronger than Tzadikim. Very, very hard to understand, and first understanding what the Afkimina is for Yishuleiv and Tzadikim, and second understanding what's the Tzushta, in other words, why is he Zohar Mitar Zuru and he's Zeicha to Simcha. What's the... So I'd like to talk about the Indian. It's a little bit of an Indian unlike, and I guess this is the place to talk about it. Noel speaks in Tiferes Yisrael. He explains the minor of the Galilah, that it says that Brich Rachmona de Yodlan Arisatli saw, Yachatli saw, Adigavatli saw, it was Klai Yisrael Zeche, that a Kodesh Baruch who gave us a Torah that's Meshulish, in a month that's Meshulish, to a person that's Meshulish, and so on. And everything about Torah goes in Shlishus. So the Moral is Masbe by Rikus, the Midah of Yashrus. I'm going to borrow, the Goyim also speaks about Yashrus a lot, because in Mishlei, Yashrus is something that's spoken a lot. I want to use both Pshatim, in the Nekudah that they're very similar, I want to use them both. But there's a certain Nekudah the Goyim gives out, and a certain thing that the Moral gives out. So I'm really combining the two. The Goyim speaks about the need of Yashrus versus Tamus, and explains the mile of Yashrus over Tamus and the Chesreinus of Yashrus. Whereas even though Yashrus and Tamus are very similar, the Goyim says, and we'll see in a second how they're similar, but there's a chiluk between the two, and you need them both. The Moral is coming also from the opposite direction. Let's take the first, let's set a shalom of both Pshatim. Both the Goyim and the Moral say that the pashtus of Yashrus is that a person thinks about what he does. In other words, a tzaddik may do what's right, but there's no maser matnin seichel in deciding was this the right thing to do or was it not the right thing to do. So tzaddik, or the simplest dagger, has no maser matnin. He does right things. He's a good person. He's a giving person. Person who's oyev tzedakos. Person likes to give. He's a toiv. He's a tzaddik. That is the lowest dagger. The second dagger, yashrus, is where a person uses his seichel to be done on the inyan. Is it right to give? Should I give here? Should I give to him? And so on. The Moral goes into a specific arichos that any type of sichlius, any inyan sichli, requires two tzadim and a middle tzad. In other words, it says, let's take an inyan niskav. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Moral doesn't say, it's one tzushto. It says that by Achav, that I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Navi came to him, he said, I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting in Din, and there was people mimina in the smaller, malach mimina in the smaller. So Chazal said, there's no mimina in the smaller. There are those that are mekatrig, and those that are melamed zchus, mesangim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu oimid lemishpat. The pshat that is, a bus of a dom needs, the judge can't do everything, so he needs somebody to go find out what's happened, he needs police, he needs a prosecutor, he needs a lawyer. But in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the musagim of Bez Nishol Maila, it's a much deeper musig. It's a musig that the mahalchim mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are mahalchim that are shayach to Adam, in Tfisas Adam. Anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, which he calls Mishpat, and Yashem Hussein Mishpat Baritz, means that it goes in Mahalach that a person can be Teufisit. In order to be Teufisit in Mahalach, you need to see the Tzedim Lekan Lekan and the Hachra in the middle. There is no Mahalach of Tfisas Sichlis unless I understand the pro and the con, and where the hachra is coming from. That is Mahalchei Mishpat. So anything which I tell you, let's learn at 9 o'clock in the morning, that statement in itself is Gzeiras HaKosef. If I tell you, I'm looking for time to learn, that's convenient enough for me to get there, but Midrash Kisa came in too late because of this, therefore we chose 9 o'clock, that's a Sichlus Tikkun Mahalach. Every Sichlus Tikkun Mahalach has in it that Stodim Lekan Lekan, the Maimilim Asmilim, and the Achron Lemilim. That's a Mahalach that Sichlus Tikkun. So any time a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives, is down in its Surah that's called Mishpat, so there's Maimilim, there's Asmilim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Baruch, and that's the Kav that's Machriya. The Torah is a Mahalach in the Bria of Sichlius, and it's a Mahalach, therefore the Merchus of Torah is, until before Torah and Merchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Nevuah, and he told people to do things. It's a tzivim from Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have frozen those tzivim, and that's what he tells us. It's not Torah. Mitzvahs are not Torah. Mitzvahs are tzivim. Torah is where it's a Reisat Lisa, and it's a Yarchat Lisa, and it's a Gavat Lisa. When everything is Meshulash, it comes with Essay Leis Hasei, and Essay Deich Leis Hasei, and it comes with different weights. That's where it goes into Mahalach of Seichel. So Yashus is, the Rambam says, when the Rambam speaks about Derech HaYeshara, the Rambam this day speaks about Derech HaYeshara. So he starts with a Holak Dhamma. The Rambam says that the different midas in the Torah. The Rambam says the different midas in the Torah. And the midas in the Torah are all in Yanim, that there is a... the Rambam says, Harbi Drachim Yeshi says, there are many deyas that a person has, and they come in different ktsavas, the Rambam says. They come in a ktsava of like psizas versus kamtsanas and so on. And then the Rambam says, you know, what the Derech HaYeshara is. L'chura, the pshat is, I mean, what does the Rambam need a lakdama for? I mean, anybody who's learning what is there, anybody knows he's got different tchunas hanefesh. That's not a chiddush that there's tchunas hanefesh in a person. So what's the Rambam starting with the whole Akdama? Harbadeus Yesh Adam, Yesh Tal is a Kamsun, Yesh Tal is a Pazun, Yesh Tal is a Kili, Yesh Tal is this, Yesh Tal is a Kaisun, Yesh Tal is a Savun. What does he need it for? The Torah says, Hilchos Deus speaks about Derech Yeshara, and the Rambam calls it Derech Yeshara. To be called Derech Yeshara, you need to have the two Ktzavis. Those are the two Midas. Neither of the two within themselves are Derech Yeshara, and Derech Yeshara is where you're done on each tchuna from one point to another point. That's the Derech Yeshara. So the Rambam is telling us, to tell us what Derech Yeshara is, he has to explain that all of Midas work with Ktzavis that are opposite each other, and since you have Ktzavis that are opposite each other, that's where you have a midpoint. There's a medical lesson. Lashem says, so tzinim u'pachim is the only thing that a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that's B'nai Adam. So he says tzinim u'pachim, Tosha says, means heat and cold. In other words, a person who suffers from, like gets a cold or if it's too hot. So he says, since tzinim u'pachim are hefechim, that can't be B'nai Hashem, that's only B'nai Adam. But the Derech Hashem is always the Derech Mitzua, so if a person goes to either cold or heat, that's not shayach to Derech Hashem. Derech Hashem is the Derech Yeshara, it's Derech Mitzua, that's what the midpoint is. So the Maral's Nekuda is a Nekuda that Seichel HaAdam alone is not, Seichel in Chochmas is not quite the Derech HaMemutza, because you're not dealing with Pratim that are Emes. And secondly, Seichel HaAdam tends to become, it becomes perverted, it becomes biased. The person has an atiyah to one side or another side. That's the problem with the Seichel HaAdam. Seichel HaTorah, a person is mischavet, the Seichel HaTorah, That's the mahalach where the person gets a derech hamimutz. That's the maral's in Ram's mahalach. The goyim's knech out of this mahalach is going in a different direction a little bit. The goyim says that seichel itself tells you what to do, and that mahalach is the right mahalach, except that tamus is where you go past that step, and then you become and you mevatli your seichel kulo to Torah. So the it's kind of one mahalach. Yashrus leads to tamus. Toiv yeshen cheni. But he says each one has a little bit of a chisar. Yashrus without tamus is sakana. If the person is kulo seichel on his seichel, and he's kulo, it's kulo his seichel, then he's very old to make a mistake, and there has to be a lot of mekudos who has mevatel himself to das of Torah. On the other hand, tamus in itself is a problem that there's a lack of simcha in a person. In other words, simcha, satisfaction. A person who follows blindly, who just does as he's told, doesn't become mitzvah to the maisa. He himself is not a chelik of it. And that's why Torah and Yeshua together, Yashus and Tamus together, are a mahalach of perfection. So it's in the maiden that Yashus and Tamus together are the mahalach of, both of them are the final mahalach. Together they're the final mahalach. There's the mahalach of a person using his seichel and his das. He doesn't get swept along with any netiyah tivis towards chesed or towards din or towards any netiyah, but he's always weighing and measuring. It requires different studim and of weighing and measuring, and then the person is aimed on the emes, which is somewhere in the middle in each nekuda. That's the pshat in Ozuriel at Sadik, Rishalev Simcha. In other words, the Targum says that there's something waiting for the Olam Haba. It's just like when you're zoreh something, you're really hoping for the future. When you plan something, you don't have it now, but you'll have it in the future. So tzaddikim are people who do things that are right, but they don't have a tefisa of what they're doing. All they say is, someday we'll have the mitzvah, someday we'll understand it, someday we'll be shaked. But right now, it's just blind. The Yishalei, the person whose derech is with Yashrus, is he feels, because he's toifus and understands what he's doing, therefore he's shayach to be samech. Now he already has a tefis in it now, just like the Torah always says that rabbi is smeichim tiyosim. The simcha shayach to a thing that a person dehers. A thing that a person is out of the loop, a person has no shyness to. Somebody gives me something that I know what it's and I appreciate it, I'm very happy. Somebody gives me something and he tells me, no, someday you'll value it tremendously. So I can say, you know, I'm glad I have something, but there's no expression of simcha to that. Simcha is shyness to something that I have a tefisa and I have a shyness to it. So the Yishalei is a shyness to simcha. That's the pshat with Simchas Asher Samachta Beikoshes Koros Hashma Yisrael Yishuin, that the Simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's immediately like a midah. For somebody that has shayachus to being Teufis the Inyan, that's where it's shayach to have Simcha. And it's together. A person has a Talmud who does everything he's told to do and is very faithful and so on. So there's ava, it's good, it's fine. But when somebody chaps something, when somebody understands me and his face lights up a simcha, that's where I'm the simcha. We're because Yaakov Avinu's midah was that there would be a tfisa in everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, that's where he had simcha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sameach in him. The name for that simcha is Yisrael. It says there's a Rabbeinu Bechaya, Rabbi Chaya says, it says Yaakov is Ish Tam Yeshiva Halim. So when Rabbi Chaya asks, why is it called Tam? It should be called Emes, like it says Tikh Emes Yaakov. Rabbi Chaya over there. Rabbi Chaya says that the word Tam is Meramez on two Yamim. It's Meramez on Emes. I guess roughly because the word simply, the letters, but it's Meramez on Emes. It's also Meramez on the Lashon of Tiyemes. Tiyemes is the middle leaf of the lulav. It's the shadow of the lulav. The Tiyemes is that midpoint, because Yaakov is the machriya, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says, and is connected to Tiyemes of the lulav, which is like a chuta shadow. And they're bones that go in both directions. In other words, it's something which is the midpoint between different branching out leaves. It's very interesting that in halachas of lulav, the only place where there's a din of yasher is in the lulav, but the lulav akum is possible, and the Akmenius really depends on the lulav, on the shedra. In other words, the shedra backing back on itself is certainly kosher. That's not called Akmenius. Lefanav is akum. With stodav is machlekes, it's lefanav klachar. But akapanim, the yashrus is the relationship of the other parts to the tyonis. The tyonis is kaveh the yashrus of the lulav versus the Akmenius. So the Yaakov's Ish Tam in a deeper meaning is Tiyemes, is Tayyim Tiyemes, where that's the point of Achra. That's what he says, point of Achra between the different study. Tul Yaakov Avinu didn't have a fight. Tul Yaakov Avinu wasn't Nevak. Tul we come face to face with the Masmilim. Then it wasn't the Gedah of Achra. There's no Masa Matan. If I learn a piece of Gemara, I have a Pshat. And there's nobody saying Chaker Pshat, so that's Pshat without a Masa Matan. That doesn't have yet the meat of Yashus. The meat of Yashus is when there's like this and Chaker, wherever there's a struggle between Maimilim and Masmilim, that's where you have a nekuda of yashus. Yashus is when you kaveh something after the seven lekan instead of lekan. By the way, I know we might have Yaakov is called Yasher, Yisrael is called Yasher, America is called Nachash HaKalsoin, the Nachash of Krimkeit, of Akmenius. But I want to speak about the Maya Yashus a little bit. I mean, everybody's sitting around here, I guess the yichud a little bit, if everybody who's learning, all of us who are learning today, came to learning not because it was a Mosa Pshitasa, but there's Stavim Lekan of Stavim Lekan. And I'm sure a lot of times we regret, you know, that Stavim Lekan or that Stavim Lekan. It always took time, took effort, took energy, and so on. But Sidkus is a wonderful level. But the Yishulev Simcha is when a person saw Tzutzdadim and there was a Korach HaMachria. I mean it on a lot of different levels. I mean it, first of all, on the level of Pashat of being Vaitaya. Everyone here being a Vaitaya wasn't the Dalai Lama, she just didn't come natural. And it was something that there was my meaning, my smilim, and what he does is through Achra. And when you do something through Achra, that's the need of Yashus. First of all, anytime you do something because you flow along, it's always wrong. Every katsay leads to a dead end. So there's no mahalach, there's no automatic mahalach that's like Rama says. Anything that's inborn in the person or said previously is usually flows off to the side, because everything has certain places where it goes off on a katzeh. It's only when a person keeps weighing different stuff and constantly that he has a hope of being in Derech Yisharet. And people who have, where they are today is because they were studying, and they are where they are because of that. And there's a certain yashrus. A person who came to being a Ben Torah because the yashrus won't do things that are krum, even if the cheshbeinus al Hashem Shemayim, and this way and that, the other way, tachlis, I don't take things for granted. This is, it's not right, it's not right. I don't know what everybody does. If I do what everybody was doing, I wouldn't be able to start with. I have to do what's honest, what's right. Also in learning, there's a yichud, I think, to the Bachrim, that to learn how to think, some you don't have a shot until you don't think from both sides. If you learn, a person has a verb, he says it, that's not Shikra Das. Shikra Das means you ask yourself always the other side. Is this pshat? Maybe it's not the chal pshat. To take both sides of an argument, to see it. And forget, the chal should be, this pshat seems to be closer to emes, but it's not quite there yet. That's an emes, that's a yashus. It's not a person picks a pshat and leaves a bias and doesn't bother to say, you know, there are a lot of bias, but they're not terribly mukhach and I'm not sure if it's right. Understanding that a person's seichel is there not to think of pshatim, but to be shaped of pshatim. That a person takes different stadim into account, and a person is able to weigh them, and then the weight. A final pshat is mentioned in halacha, the zin of a pshara, but the pshara has to be kol ledin. It has to be, the pshara is not 50-50. Pshara is depending on the relative merits of the different sides. You look at a pshara, that's pshara. But it was safe itself has to be shekel. This derech is probably what you have to do, but the stabim shlilium, and I'm doing something with a heavy heart, because I think the achra is to do it, but I still have other stabim. That's yashus. Yashus means that the person sees both studying when he makes the decision of where he's going to. It's the central need of Klal Yisrael. Not talking about another media, Torah, if we can pinpoint on a media that the media of Klal Yisrael, Yaakov is the chesim of Klal Yisrael, Yaakov is the b'chir shel bavos, Yisrael is called Hashem Yisrael. So the person has to understand in every level, whether it's in learning itself, or whether it's in Hanhagos Olam, or what is becoming, or everything like that, the hearing the both studying are a chelik of the emes. People who chatchila the only one side are certainly not emes. That's certainly what the Maral calls a katsei, and that goes off to no place. It becomes worse and worse as it goes along. The derech to emes lies by first the hearing both studying, and understanding that the person is a shaper and a machriya, it means that things are a lot tougher. It means the person is always struggling in seichel, in maise, in regesh. The person is always struggling between two and one. But endless lies when there's a struggle and you have two studying and one side in the middle. And as difficult as it is to have to always struggle with studying, studying the concept and the kind and constantly being machriya, not taking things for granted, not just floating along. As difficult as it is, simcha is reserved for those who are yishalev. People do good things, it's fine. There's a big world of other, a big Olam Haba, and of course, Baruch is nemelit in schar, for all tzaddikim. But there's a separate dimension of simcha. It's a simcha that a person has when he's a chelik of what he's doing, when he does things not mindlessly, but with seichel and with das and achra, that's the simcha the Adam has, and the Avon, the simcha Kadosh Baruch Hu has, his kohel Klal Yisrael, Yisrael v'Yishurim, that he's called Yisrael v'Yishurim, ashamed the fact that he struggled with the other side, and he became a yeshur by struggle. Mm-hmm. Yeah.